setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you and your unique contribution. Every man and woman was put on this planet to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and here comes the duty part, and you must do it. That's what we believe here on the Ken Coleman Show. And so we're all about helping you understand what you do best. That's talent, strengths, skills, and what you love to do most. This is work that makes your heart come alive. You look forward to it. When you're engaged in it, it gives you the juice. And when you're done, it's rewarding. You look back, the results matter greatly to you. And so when we figure out that intersection, that's the sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most, we can help you discover that there are multiple jobs, career paths that sit within that sweet spot. So that is what we do and how we do it. Why do we do this? Because we want as many people as possible waking up on Monday mornings fired up, not already dreading the week ahead. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We're going to start it off with Brian, who's on the line in Winter Haven, Florida. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Brian. How can I help today?
Yeah, well, I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my career. I've been in my current job about 9 months, and I was approached by a recruiter. And this company has had 2 phone interviews with them, and now they're making me a pretty large offer, and they're kind of pressuring me into taking the offer, the recruiter is, and I'm kind of weighing the options, not sure if I should leave my current position for this one that pays better, or, you know, just kind of hold out here until I figure out what I really want to do. So that's kind of just my problem I'm facing right now.
Okay. Well, the bigger issue is, let's forget for a moment the new job opportunity that comes with more money. Let's just forget it for a moment. We'll come back to it shortly. You've been in this current role for 9 months. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not close at all, 10 being right in the middle of your sweet spot, what is this current job that you're in? How would you rate it?
I'd say about 6.5. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a potential pathway to the dream job?
I think it does. I just don't know, the distance or the obstacles to make that happen.
Okay, well, that's fine. But you believe that it could lead you to your dream job, which is why you took it in the first place.
Correct.
Okay, well, how much research do you have to do to get the answers to that question of how long it would take or how it would lead you there?
I'm not sure exactly. That's kind of why I called. My current role, I work in a hospital and repair x-ray equipment, mm-hmm. and the company they have a headquarters in the hometown I'm from. That's where we kind of want to end up going mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know the pathway to get there. They show openings and stuff on their website. I'm thinking it might be at least a year in this role before I could approach my current boss and tell him I'm looking to move. So at least give him a year at this role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But you need to find out the best that you can. You need to find out if that's really, really necessary that you spend a year in your current role. Because if the mothership is where you want to end up in your hometown, then to me it doesn't sound like you're looking for a certain position. You just want to get a position with this company and be near your family. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, because let me ask a different question. Fast forward 5 years from now, what would you really want to be doing if I could give you this job, job X? Why don't you tell me what it is in your hometown? What is it?
I'd say probably a regional service manager for a healthcare company, because that's the field I've been in, and I kind of want to take a leadership role, mm-hmm. stop turning wrenches, and more kind of being the mm-hmm. admin side or the administrative.
All right, does this current company have that type of position in it, in your hometown, at the home office?
Not right now. They keep popping up, you know, in that same southeast region, but nothing in the hometown yet. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there's a gentleman who has been saying he's going to retire every year for the last 5 years. So whenever he, you know, takes off, I've kind of already told the my boss's boss that I'm interested in that. So when he comes down to visit us.
Okay. So what is the new opportunity? Let's go back to this, the conundrum here. You've got this fork in the road. What's the other new job that pays more money? What type of work is it?
It's field service. Basically, I've been, for the last 10 years, I've been fixing x-ray machines, you know, driving around all over Central Florida. This new position, the one I'm in now, the in-house job, and I'm kind of doing the same thing every day. It's kind of, you know, more like minutia is going through that. This new job is uncertain, and their region that's like more of the whole state versus a small, like, city or a couple cities.
Okay.
So that's, I'd be doing a lot more traveling, and I've, you know, I have three small children at home, so I'd probably be missing a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah.
So.
How much more money is it?
This one, they're going to offer 96, and the one I'm at now is 77.
What's your gut telling you?
My gut's telling me to not take the 96 one because I just had two phone interviews, and I looked up the company. They're only like 3 or 4 years old, and the just to talk to me twice and to offer me almost $100,000, it just kind of seems too good to be true, you know, like,
and your gut's also saying no. Tell me if I'm wrong. Your gut's also saying no because the idea of traveling all over the state and not being at home puts a hole in your heart, makes you feel a little sick. That idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that financially that you need this. Are you desperate? You in a desperate situation?
No. Long story short, that I got in this current role, I was laid off after a good 7 years at my last job, and this one just kind of came up. So this one, I don't want to do this one or that one super long term because I do have an hour to an hour and a half commute each way to work, and I don't want to just bail on this one after being here for 9 months. I know I could do last through till March. That'll give me a year at this job. It would make my resume now look like I'm jumping around.
Yeah,
and then I might start looking around.
I wouldn't worry about that, Brian. So here's, you asked me my take on this. I think you'd say no to this new offer. I think there's two really strong reasons. One is your head and one is your heart. And I like both of them there. I like your position on both. I think you have to listen to your heart on that with the kids. And your head is also going, seems a little sketchy. So I like that. Now, as far as you worried about being at your current place of employment for a year, so you look on your resume, that's a myth. I'm just going to point that out. I hear that a lot from people. That's silly. If you've got something you can jump to right now, jump. It's not going to make you look bad. So why are we only 9 months at this job? Because I got an opportunity. I got a recruiter came after me. Now, that's if you were going to take this new offer, but you're not. So don't worry about the length of time you're at a place. You ought to be more concerned about why you would leave. And if you leave it for a better opportunity, tell somebody, I left it for a better opportunity. This is a better opportunity. I think you've got to be a little bit more aggressive. Sounds like you've been pretty overt, which I like, but I think you need to be aggressive with the mothership. If you want to work for that organization that you're with now in your hometown, I would tell your leader, say, hey, I'm happy to be here and I'm going to pay my dues. But my ultimate goal would be here, to get here. I don't think that's a problem. As long as you're doing a great job in your local role for that leader and killing it, explaining that and sharing that. Hey, can you make a connection? And who else do you know in the company? I just would be more aggressive there because that sounds like where you want to end up. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks. Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. We all have just one shot at this, folks. One shot at life. And if you agree with us that everybody was created to make a very specific contribution, it's needed, so we must do it, then it's time to get about the business of being you. Somebody out there needs you to be you. Love that. Come on. I'm reminded, Joe, every day of how quick life is moving as I watch my kids advance. Holy cow. Your kids are growing up fast. And by the way, things go even faster when you're doing what you love. I mean, a day will just fly by. My day, it's like a vapor. Shoo, gone. Boom, just like that. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go. Jonathan is on the line in Memphis, Tennessee. Jonathan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I'm currently in the discovery phase, and I would say my career has been all over the map up to this point, and I'm not really finding the thing that's really my thing, and I could really use some help getting clarity.
Okay. Well, when you say you're in the discovery stage, have you gone through the practice of listing out your top talents and your top passions and then getting feedback from people who can verify that you're telling yourself the truth?
I haven't done that recently. I mean, I have listed out things in the past for myself, and I've talked with, I've heard feedback from other people about things that they think I'm good at, but I've never made a list and then talked with people close to me to see, hey, is this a list that you would agree with?
Yeah, I really want you to do that. We're going to walk you through the exercise real quick for other people that are listening in that may need to do the same thing. So let's just take a pass at it and not worry about what the result is. Let's just be really gut-level honest, and I want you to take this list that we're going to create together, and I want you to talk to some people in your life and get verification that, again, you are self-aware and what you're saying is evidenced, and then that gives you the confidence to keep walking forward. So let's take a pass. I don't want you to overthink. I just want you to blurt out the answers. You've written this stuff down before. You know what you do best. What do you think you do better than anything else? What are your top talents or skills?
Probably what I've gotten the most feedback on as far as a skill is worship leading or music in general.
Okay. Be more specific then. Worship leading is a very good specific, but is it playing and singing? Is it writing songs? What instrument is it? Just give me a snapshot.
It's leading, leading a congregation in worship. So playing guitar and singing.
Okay. Do you do that right now for your church?
I do. Just not full time. It's something I do on a Sunday. It's a smaller church.
Right. And it's just, are you getting paid at all?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, man. Probably at least 10 years.
Okay, good. How old are you?
Off and on. I'm 29.
29 years old. Okay, give me a few other your top talents. Besides music, the ability to lead those people in worship, what else would you say is at the top of your talent list?
I'm good with computers, so I did an IT consulting thing for a while. So I definitely know how to, trying to think how to word this as a skill specifically.
I got it.
I think this is where I get caught up is listing at the skills. What is it, like really identifying what it is that I'm good at?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Just follow me because what we need
all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you're overthinking it. Let's just write. You're really good at technology. You're pretty darn good at it. You have a natural talent to understand and work within technology. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So let's move over to passion. Unless there's something else there that you need to blurt out on the talent side, let's just move over to passion. This is simply defined, and I'm not talking about hobby-level passion where, hey, Ken, I like to watch birds, you know, or I like to play golf. You know, that's great. Unless you're a world-class golfer itself, I don't care how much you love it, you can't make a living doing it if you're not really, really good. So I'm talking about work that you love, that when you're engaged in it, you absolutely feel alive. I'm talking about a role or function that you have daydreamed about or even fantasized about or even just as a kid, you always thought, I think I'd like to do this. I want to know what work, what function, what role fires you up when you think about it or when you are doing it.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think. I definitely just feel.
Okay. So I would say I have two scenarios that are sort of
good.
What I daydream about.
Okay, go.
So one scenario is me being like a session musician, because I know I like to be I like to have a home base. I don't want to be a touring musician necessarily. Mm-hmm. I would do that to get to where I want to go, but the end goal would be to be a session musician who plays during the week on albums, that sort of thing, and then, you know, I could lead worship on the weekends.
Okay.
And so music is definitely where I feel most alive. And then I would say the second scenario would be something within, well, I would say the first scenario is the ultimate.
Right. Okay. So let's go for the ultimate. You're 29 years old. You have a lot of time, Lord willing. And you've actually been playing, writing, singing for at least a decade, at least in a public setting, probably longer. So right. I love what's going on here. Jonathan, I think you know exactly what you were created to do. I think you're just scared because you either think you don't have what it takes to actually get there, or you don't think you know how to get there. Am I right?
It's both.
Yeah, it's both. So let's just deal with this. All you have to do is plot out the steps. What would it take? Forget the, because first of all, we don't know if you have what it takes. I don't in this situation right now. I don't know. What I mean is, I don't know if you're good enough to be a session recording artist. I don't know if your talent is there, but there are people who do know and who can validate and tell you if you're delusional. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan, step one is you have to get your talent. You have to get yourself, and you know how to do this, in front of some people who can assess your ability. Do I have the raw ability is what you're looking for? Not right now. They may say, well, you have the raw ability. If you work at it, yes, I can see you doing this. That's all we know. That's all we want to know. Do I have the raw talent with practice and performance and training and hours and time and commitment? Can I get there? Yes, you have that potential. That is what you need to know. If that is a yes from multiple voices, by the way, do not limit it to one voice, multiple credible voices, you get multiple yeses, even if it's one no, it's a long shot, but four, yep, I think you can do it. It's a long shot, but you can do it. It's just going to be stay with it. That's what you have to do first. Once that is clear, that you have the talent to do it, now it's just talking to people who are actual session recording artists. Hey, how'd you get there? What was your path? What do you think the path is? Just talk to the people that are actually doing it. It's called the proximity principle. In order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Start doing that after number one is finished. Just get in proximity. Keep doing what you're doing now and get in proximity. And when you get in proximity, you're going to get the pathway. You're going to get lots of great knowledge and wisdom. You're going to also meet key people who could get you in the right places where you meet other people and you start going after it. This is a part-time pursuit until it can be full-time. This is how simple this is. But if you are talented enough to do this, then you know how to get there. Don't be afraid. Because once you hear, hey, I do have what it takes, now you can just face fear right in the face. Just say, look at him and go, nope, not going to listen to you. I know how to get there. 844-747-2577. Here's the deal, folks. There are a lot of you that are right where Jonathan is at. You start the phone call out saying what you believe every day, which is you're having a real hard time figuring out what is it when you do. And then I uncover your heart inside of a minute and a half. And you tell me exactly what it is you want to do. And what we end up, and I love Jonathan's honesty, what we end up finding out is that you don't think you have what it takes. And you're also scared because you don't know how to get there. We're all scared of the unknown. So can we join the club? Let's go get answers to that. Do you have the raw talent to do it? If you do, then the rest of it is just let's go shine a light on what the possible pathways might be. And let's get after it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Helping you be everything you were created to be. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So honored to have you listening. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. One caller at a time. We're going to help you with clarity and confidence and courage. Clarity on who you are and what you were born to do. The confidence to then step out and get after it. And the courage to stay on the path. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Here we go. Ellie's on the line in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ellie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to. How can I help?
Well, I would like your opinion on if I should be content in my current job and the time it gives me with my family and kids, or if I'm being complacent by staying where I am in a job that has no growth opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'm already concerned that there's no growth opportunity, and I think I'm hearing in your voice that you would like to grow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's just play with this for a minute. Where would you like to eventually end up? Where would you like to be 5-10 years from now?
That I don't know. I haven't been able to figure that out.
Okay, so we got to figure that out first. But why are you calling me? So we'll get to that in a second. But why are you calling me thinking that you might be being complacent?
I'm always scared to move on to new things.
Mm-hmm. What are you scared of?
Just that I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That I might be making a mistake.
Yeah. Well, but what's driving that? Do you have a history of making really crazy decisions that hurt other people? Or is there just a lack of confidence that you've struggled with for a long time? What's going on there?
Oh, just a lack of confidence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what if I told you that that lack of confidence is something that a lot of people share, and if you actually go do the work to get the training, the certification, the knowledge that you need, and then you step-by-step step in and begin to get the experience that you need and prove to yourself that you can actually do it, that's all very possible, and none of it is going to get you in a situation where you're failing financially. It's not all on your shoulders. You know, you can do this thing, and you're not going to starve, and you're not going to become homeless if you go after something else. So I think there's something deep in your soul you want to do, but you don't think that you can actually pull it off. That's what I think. Is that right, or am I wrong?
Well, it's partially that, and partially I've got 4 young kids, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Are you single mom? You single mom?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
My
husband is a stay-at-home dad who homeschools our 4 kids.
So it is all on your shoulders financially.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was wrong in that situation, but that's okay. You're still not going to throw your family into homelessness. They're not going to starve if you pursue something else, because the way you're going to pursue it, Ellie, is in a way that allows you to step comfortably into the next opportunity. It doesn't require you to jump off of a cliff. Do you understand what I'm saying? It really doesn't. We want to gradually move there. So if I could snap my fingers right now and give you a role, a specific job in a specific industry, helping specific people, I think you know something that you're intrigued by. Tell me, what would that be? If I could snap my fingers today and give it to you, money's guaranteed, and you're not going to fail. You're going to get in, you're going to do well, and there's a ladder of opportunity attached to this gig as well. What would it be?
Probably college professor, but I don't necessarily want to do that because I'm afraid I'd have to move out of town and relocate. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the qualifications to teach on the college level?
Not yet. I have a bachelor's degree. I'd have to get a master's or doctorate.
All right, let's break this thing down. Why college professor? Tell me the pure reason. Why did you blurt that out? We have to trust your heart. Is it just you love teaching and instructing? What is it?
Yeah, I like people. I like helping people who want to learn.
Yeah. Wow, you hear that emotion, Ellie? Where's that coming from? Why are you emotional when you talk about helping other people learn? What's going on?
Well, part of it is nervous.
Oh, okay. You should see me. I'm this little 5'9" white guy. You just can't possibly be nervous if you're sitting next to me. So just picture that you're sitting next to me. You're going, oh, this guy's a kind of a little dude. You know what I mean? Just relax. The point is, have you always wanted to teach? Has that been something you have always wanted to do?
Nope.
Okay, where is it? Go ahead.
My college professors actually suggested it, and I didn't realize until later that they were right.
Yeah. So you really do want to do it. If I could put you in that situation right now, you're all in. Right?
Yeah.
How much are you making right now? Because you're the primary breadwinner, you're the only breadwinner. How much are you making?
I bring home $4,800 a month.
Okay. And what position are you in again? Can you tell me what is that?
I'm a paralegal.
Paralegal. Okay, great. So here's the thing. Here's what I want you to begin to do. Okay. This is a baby step. Just ease into this thing so you don't get so nervous. The first thing I want you to do, Ellie, is I want you to, for the moment, the next week or two, I want you to put college professor on the shelf, because that's going to require a lot more education, that doctorate, the master's, and a sizable chunk of money. And you're not in a financial position to take that on right now. You would have to save up for that. I don't want you going into debt. So that's the facts. Now, you could go part-time with my friends at Liberty University, and I'd go check liberty.edu out right now and see what their program will cost you to go get that qualification to teach on the college level, because you could do it part-time. Now, that is a viable option, but you got 4 girls, so you're going to have to sit down and have that conversation with your husband. Do I have the time to be able to at least start doing this? It may take me 4, 5, 6 years, but I can do it as I go, pay cash. And so that's a viable option, okay? But it's not going to happen overnight, so that's going to take some time. Now, the other thing I want you to think about is could I, am I qualified? Or what would the qualifications be to teach in the public school system or at a local private school? Can you make the same amount of money that you do as a paralegal? You know, I don't know, you know, but to be fair, I don't know what the teacher salaries are in your area. But again, this is research that you can go get some answers, and it's not so scary anymore once you go get some real information. So would you be willing to make the move from paralegal to just teaching in a public school setting or a private school setting and not have to have the master's degree or the doctorate? And the reason I want you to consider this is because many times I love for people, if they can make the same amount of money, step into the space you want to be in. So while ultimately college professor is the dream job for you, if you're teaching in a school and school system, while you are getting that master's degree and the doctorate to be qualified to teach on the collegiate level, well, that's fine, because you're feeding your passion and you're going to be much more motivated. And, you know, you and your husband need to sit down too and say, this is my dream. How can he help? I love that he's a stay-at-home dad. That's great. But you know what? My wife and I are both working parents for now. And if he needs to go back to work and you got some family or some friends, and if he makes some more money and a lot more money, quite frankly, than he's making now, right? What he's doing is great. But would he be willing? Is it going to really hurt your kids if you have some daycare in the home? No, let's not put them in a daycare. I know some people are really anti-daycare, so nobody send me nasty emails. Point is, could you afford some childcare if he goes back to work and he helps out? And then when you get that doctorate, and go to teaching. He can come back and be home again. You guys need to have that conversation. It's not all on you, and it shouldn't be all on you. This is a we conversation. Even though it's your dream, and he's clearly supporting you by being at home right now and helping out with the girls, this is a conversation you need to have, and I'd have it soon. What are the next steps? What do we think is the best path? Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. You're joining a conversation about work that matters to you. Work that matters so deeply to you, you can't wait to get back at it after the weekend. As opposed to what nearly 70% of Americans are feeling. Dread on Monday morning. We are trying to help you attack Mondays like you never have before. Life's too short to live for the weekend. Let's get after it, shall we? Let's find your sweet spot, the intersection of your greatest talent and greatest passion. Let's help you figure out how to get there by using the proximity principle. 844-747-2577. Nate is on the line in Buffalo, New York. Nate, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, great to talk to you. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's great to talk to you as well. So what's the big challenge you called me about today?
Well, you know, I'm really just looking for some direction, man. I'm a sales manager in the auto parts industry, I guess. A lot of that role is outside sales rep. The other part of that, maybe 20% or so, is some sales leadership for the people that work internally for us. Mm-hmm. So I got to wear a lot of different hats, and really, I'm kind of, my problem is that I'm kind of mediocre. Maybe at everything, or that's my feeling. You know, I really try to look at my performance objectively, and I really think I'm just kind of in the middle of the road, and my superiors expect more than that, you know, as do most, and I'm hoping to maybe see, you know, should I keep trucking at this and just get better, or should I really start to take my life in a different direction?
What do you think your big question for me is?
I guess nailing down exactly what that direction is, you know. It's so hot and cold with what I do now. You know, when there's victory, I feel great. I get out of work feeling really fulfilled. But when that pressure builds up, when maybe sales or things aren't going so well, the expectation isn't met, you know, I start to crumble a little bit, unfortunately, under that pressure. So
what does that mean? What does that mean, crumble? What does that look like in your life? Give me the specifics, because I think that's why you called today. Here's where we're going. Is it that you have another idea about a different direction that you want me to give you advice on? Or are you asking me to help you figure out why you're not thriving in this current role? That's what I'm driving at. And so when you say you're crumbling, because I love that you've got some highs and you feel awesome, but when you start to crumble under the pressure, what's that doing to you personally and professionally? What's that look like?
Well, you know, if we finish out a week where sales aren't there, you know, it's a multi-level situation. So some levels do well and others, you know, might be broken and don't do so well. So when things as a whole don't go well, you know, I take that personally as a reflection on me. And a lot of it probably has to do with me and what I'm doing out in the field trying to get them more sales. So when I start to crumble, I guess, you know, I feel that pressure. The people above me always need a certain amount of things done as well. And probably my biggest weakness is that I procrastinate on things. You know, I'm a little more reactive than proactive on things, and I let it build up. But then, you know, every day that I wake up and I say, "Oh, I'm gonna change this. I'm gonna be better." Sometimes I just don't do that. You know, I'm almost hot and cold as a work ethic, you know, or personality situation.
Okay.
I don't know where I should start to fix that, or if I got into a different role, or maybe I was, you know, where it was more fulfilling more of the time, I would be just better. You know, I'm not really sure where to take it.
Okay, I got you. Well, we want to figure out the biggest, you know, pain points, because that's going to point us to where you need the change. So I don't know if our conversation needs to be focused on a new career. I don't think that's it yet. Do you agree with that? I think it's more, you love sales. Do you love sales?
Mm-hmm.
If you had no leadership pressure on you, it was just you had to go out and deliver, how have you done in that type of role?
you know, it, like I said, unfortunately, that's a little hot and cold too. You know, I think that's the way the sales climate for anybody almost is. There's some days that, or sometimes that it feels like it's flowing well and you almost can't do anything wrong. Kind of like when a football team goes on a win streak and then all of a sudden you get a couple losses and even though you're 5-4 in the NFL, you know, when you have 2-3 losses in a row, you know, all the fans are calling to fire the head coach and everything, you know. So it's kind of, you know, looking at that, maybe it's my ability to deal with it.
I think it's your circumstances. I think, are you good at sales? And here's the deal. You've been giving me some longer explanations. I want you to give me some short yes or no answers to the following questions. Agreed?
Agreed.
All right. Are you good at sales, Nate?
It's, you know, now that I look at that, it's tough to say yes or no, Ken. yes, I believe so.
Okay. See, there it is. I'm going to go with the second answer. You agreed to give me short answers, and you violated our fun game right out of the gate, okay? Because you've got this negative voice in you, Nate, that doubts yourself, and that's a big part of this. That's what I'm hearing. There's a guy who's just consumed with doubt, and when the pressure comes, instead of you responding to the pressure, you take everything internally, and you start looking at, what did I do wrong? Is it me? Did I do something wrong? Versus in a sales culture, there is a pressure to perform. And you have also told me that you have had great days where you are performing. So when I asked you the question, which I knew the answer before I asked it, are you good at sales, Nate? And you went, well, and then you went, yes, I am. And the yes, I am was not a just, you know, general admission. You knew it. You said it with resolve, and you were getting on yourself in the way you said it. Yes, I am. I should have said yes at first. So I think what's going on with you is you're struggling with mindset. And I don't think the conversation for you right now is, should I be in a different career? Because this is going to follow you wherever you go. So here are the nuggets that I heard that you need to focus on. I heard that you have some really great days, and your highs are really, really high, and your lows are really, really low. Guess who else that describes, Nate? Me. So I want you to take a personality test. And if you've taken a personality test, I want you to go back and review it. And if you haven't taken one in the last 2 or 3 years, I want you to go take another one. Now, there's a million out there. The ones that I really love are Myers-Briggs. The DISC profile is what we do here at Ramsey Solutions. I love that one as well. So pick from one of those two. And I want you to read it and read it well. And then I want you to review the results with some people you know well for this reason. You need to be okay being you and know that when pressure comes from above, your natural instinct is to go internal and start blaming yourself. And you need to get control of that. You've got some limiting beliefs in your life that say, well, I don't know if I can handle the pressure. Maybe I'm not a good leader. And maybe all that is true. But I want you to first be really clear on who you are and what your default responses are in your personality to when you're squeezed, to when you're celebrated. All that, and that all comes out in those profiles. And then I want you to sit down with your immediate leader that's directly above you and say, hey, here's what I've been struggling with this pressure. I want you to give me a real honest assessment. And if you haven't had an annual process, if they don't do it in your culture, you need to set it up for yourself. Get some real feedback from your leader. And this is what I'm feeling. Am I doing a good job? I mean, sometimes we're hitting it, sometimes we're not. The natural function of a sales process is you're going to have some ups and downs. You need some honest feedback to see if the voice in your head is matching up with the way the world's seeing you. And that's step one for you. And when you get that clarity, then it is then looking at your role. Okay, am I best in outside sales? Instead of beating yourself up, so is it because I'm in a role where I shouldn't actually be selling? Or is it that I'm actually good at sales, but I need to be selling something I'm really passionate about? Are you passionate about what you're selling right now? If the answer is no, and it's a clear no, then I think you're in the wrong place. You might be doing the right thing, but in the wrong place. Those are your questions right now. And the answers to those questions and those homework assignments that I just gave you, that's the clarity you need. And then when you figure that out, then you know, okay, I'm not selling the right thing, or I need to be somewhere else, and I need to take the skill sets that I've got and apply them somewhere else. But I don't think for you, your big question mark is career change. You've got to get to a place where you don't internalize every piece of pressure that comes your way. I think if you can get that, and you might need to go see some counseling, I'll tell you that, because they can give you the tools
to begin to kind of change that mindset. And if you change that mindset, then we can focus on what it is that you need to be doing. But I think you're probably doing the right types of things, but you just need to learn how to handle pressure. And if you can't handle the pressure of leadership, that's not something you need to beat yourself up over. Just say, hey, I need to go perform. I need to be an individual performer as a part of a team. There's no shame in that. Appreciate the call, Nate. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.